Mobile App Flipping Podcast, Episode 3. Welcome to the Mobile App Flipping Podcast. This is your host, Johan Tayeb. My goal is to help you get the most out of reskilling apps. Whether you're already a full-time entrepreneur or trying to get a business going, this podcast is for you. We will be interviewing professionals that are already doing app reskilling for a living. We will also invite source code sellers to get to learn about what they have to offer. And finally, we will talk to industry experts to learn how to become more productive at flipping apps. And now, without further ado, let's get started. So today we have an amazing guest. I have with me Patrick Schroeder, and he's been reskinning apps and flipping apps for quite a while. Hello, Patrick.
Hello, Johan.
Yes. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what's your background?
Sure. Actually, it hasn't really been quite a while. It's only been a few months.
Okay.
And, you know, I did mostly internet and affiliate marketing for the past about 4 years. So I guess reskinning, you know, mobile app development is something that I got into, as I said, fairly recently. And, you know, right now I have 4 apps published and 2 more in review and 1 more that I'm waiting for an updated source code for.
Okay, and from what I believe, your apps are reskinned apps, right? In the sense that you bought some source code and you started customizing it, redesigning it, and publishing it. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, my intention was a couple fold. I mean, initially, I just wanted to learn iOS programming. Okay. And I had looked into, you know, the possibility of buying source codes for games about a year ago, and there really wasn't anything of value really available, so I kind of decided not to do it. Recently, I looked back into it, saw that there were more source codes, available mm-hmm. that were decent quality, so I bought like 10 of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, my intention was more or less to reskin apps while teaching myself the language, you know, Objective-C and various frameworks.
Okay. Now, question, what's your background in the sense that it seems that you bought so many apps, like, you know, you got a whole plan out there already, right? So do you already, like, are you a graphic designer or some kind of, you know, like some kind of an entrepreneur? Like, I mean, how do you do that?
I'm not a designer by any means. I guess more so entrepreneur, you know, I've been doing like websites. Up until about, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 months ago, you know, it's just really easy to rank websites in Google. Mm-hmm. And they kind of change their algorithm. So that's basically what I was doing.
Okay. What made you switch into the mobile industry?
Well, the decline in the rankings because Google changed stuff.
Okay.
And then, you know, I wanted to get into mobile app development. I didn't really think I was going to do games. Up until a few months ago, I wanted to, you know, give myself a really great skill of learning Objective-C and, you know, getting into mobile development overall.
Okay. Now, did you have any programming background prior to Xcode and Objective-C, or not at all?
Not really. You know, I use mostly WordPress.
Okay.
You know,
PHP, and HTML.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, kind of, you know, just a basic understanding of HTML and CSS.
Okay.
But yeah, I figured, you know, I just go ahead and learn it. You know.
Okay. Now, do you mind sharing some download numbers of your apps?
Yeah. You know, when you first open a developer account, Apple will, it seems like, kind of push that first one more for you. I don't know if it's the same with Google Play. So, you know, the first app that I released, as of about like a month and a half, it's gotten like 2,300 downloads.
Okay.
And then I released 3 other titles. And the latest one that I released, or that got approved about 6 days ago, already has maybe like 1,300 downloads.
Okay.
And then the other two, I have one that was ghost themed, more Halloween style. That one got like 1,000 downloads. And mm-hmm. then the fourth one, which I actually sold, has got maybe 500 or 600 downloads.
Okay, so you're like about 5 to 10,000 downloads total, or something like that, right?
Yeah, about, maybe less. Right? Yeah, probably closer to 4 or 5 thousand.
Okay, I mean, what's great about the Halloween? You know, we're approaching Halloween, so you're probably expecting the numbers to kind of go up a little bit, right?
Yeah, possibly. You know, I think a lot of it comes down to how much Apple decides to, you know, categorize and push your app in many ways, you know, ranking for different keywords. Mm-hmm. So, and then also, you know, other ASO style things that you can do to, because that's kind of the main way to get downloads. You know, yeah, you can do social media and stuff like that, but mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately, it's more or less, you know, quality ASO and getting ranked in Apple. So, you know, point being that that app is still getting maybe like, you know, 10 to 15 downloads per day. As I said, it's a ghost game. And then I also had, with these games, I decided to make like free versions and then see how they do. And then I released pro versions for one of them. Okay. A little bit later, and then I released a pro version for the Ghost game, which is yet to be reviewed. So,
okay, so let's focus a little bit more on your Ghost game. What made you decide to do this one specifically, and why first?
Well, actually, I was doing pretty much like I said, like I did seven in about a month and a half. So okay. I kind of did them kind of all at the same time, and I hired a bunch of different designers to try to flesh out the better ones. You know, if you're going to do this, whether it's for app flipping or just for longevity, you know, I think it's really, really important, and something that you don't see a lot of people really all that concerned about is getting a really good design. Because if you have a really good designer, even if the game is kind of meh, then there's going to be that kind of perceived value.
That's right. Yeah, it's all about bells and whistles, huh? Now, tell me about the graphic design. So from what I understand, you hired somebody, right?
Yeah. And, you know, for me, I use Odesk.
Okay.
I think Elance might be a better platform for designers, but I've just been very accustomed to using Odesk. So, I mean, I pretty much tried everybody on there, or as many as people as I could. And I found two that were, you know, pretty, you know, very brilliant, you know, both from, you know, international.
Okay.
And, you know, now, and yeah, you know, I probably spent, you know, too much money, you know, testing various providers when, you know, and even for, you know, I've been contacted by a couple of different, designers in the U.S., or maybe like brokers or you know, or companies that have their own designers, and their, you know, the product is pretty inferior to if you can find those you know, grade A designers. Because as I mentioned, I'm positive. I mean, there were two things that I did with this one app that I flipped because it wasn't making any money. I mean, I got a total of 500-600 downloads.
Okay.
But I was using my really good designer, and I got a bunch of reviews for it. So,
okay. And now, did you have a budget in mind prior to creating the app and say, okay, I'm going to spend that much money on it, and that's it? Such as, you know, like getting the source code and redesigning it, and, you know, everything that goes for the icon maybe and the screenshots and so on. Or did you just go with the flow? How did you decide on that?
Well, I knew that, you know, especially initially, that I was probably going to need some help here and there from programming, even after you buy the source code. Yeah, there's a couple source codes out there that are really easy and you don't need any extra help. But, mm-hmm. you know, initially I kind of figured that I might need help here and there. And I ended up, you know, going with a couple of, you know, a couple of codes where, you know, I needed, you know, the code just wasn't, you know, good enough for production right off the bat. So, okay. Yeah, I had to spend probably a little bit more than I wanted to. I was as efficient as I could be as far as managing extra programming work. You know, which is to say that, okay, you know, going forward, now my budget, if I were to reuse one of these source codes, can be very certain. You know, I know I'm only going to spend, let's say, $400 on design. So with that one particular app, I spent, I can't remember, $200 to $300 for the source code, and then another maybe $300 on extra programming. You know, which turns out to $900, and I ended up selling it for $1,600.
Okay. Now, question, where did you buy the source code? Or, did you find it online, or you knew somebody, or?
Yeah. I use either that one. I've found pretty much the main places, I guess, where you can buy source code. So, you know, I used, couple of different marketplaces, mm-hmm. and that one website, I think it's Blue Cloud Solutions.
Blue Cloud Solutions, okay, mm-hmm. From Carter Thomas, okay. Now, question, whenever you got that source code, did you have any kind of documentation or walkthrough that was provided with the code?
I think that there was really only one code that I bought that's had any decent documentation at all.
Whoa. Okay. So there's lots of blind, you're kind of like in the blind, and you have to just go with what you got. And so sometimes you don't know if you may have to do a lot of tweaking on the coding side or not, and things like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And we'll see. I'm going to try to set. I'm probably going to try to sell the games that I have. Like I said, I have, seven that are ready. So I would like to hold on to one or two and sell the rest. And, my thinking/assumption is that there's, people out there that are willing to pay a little bit more and then I can also, promote those apps. Well, first, there aren't that many apps for sale,
That's right.
And, mm-hmm. and second, by buying an already built game, you don't kind of have to go through that whole process. So yeah, when I was buying these sorts, and that was kind of my understanding as well when I got into it, was that I'm just going to jump in and figure out everything kind of as it goes, which meant finding all my information through Google, YouTube, Ray Winderlich, and other blog sources, Stack Overflow.
Okay, so technically you bought some source code, you tweaked it, so you got your own designer and programmer, and you made something better out of it, and now you want to resell it, right?
Yeah, with a few of them, I definitely want to sell them.
And some of them you're going to keep and have it in the App Store, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe one or two. Because, reskinning apps is fine at all. And I think you can make a little bit of money, obviously through the flipping part, and then if you have, a really good designer or two, then the value is right there.
Yes, the value increases, but, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but as far as being able to make, consistent revenue from the game or from the app, you gotta have something. You gotta have something of quality.
That's right. Well, like we said in an earlier podcast, there's two different types of apps. You have the evergreen apps where you're just gonna get recurring revenues, for the years to come, and then you have the kind of a rocket launch app that's you're gonna get as many downloads in the first week, and then it's just gonna fade away.
Yeah, and even with the rocket apps, as you say, mm-hmm. If you have from what I've seen, if you have an okay source code, a really good design, and maybe a free and a pro version, it seems like you can still make a little bit of money by just, flipping or selling the app.
Also, that's right. Mm-hmm. Well, we definitely we want to know more about the apps that you have to sell, because we have some listeners here. They probably are interested in buying them. So I'll make sure I put that in the show notes, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Now, something I'd like to know about the customization of the app. Did you have a lot of images to deal with?
For a few of the apps, there were a good amount of images, and you know, I did spend. Probably one of the first codes that I bought was a more complex code, and there were bugs within the code where the images didn't match up to the plist file. So that particular experience, you know, it took a while to finish the app. It was a good learning experience. Some apps are going to have more or less images.
By any chance, do you happen to remember how many you had in the Ghost game? How many images about, you know?
Yeah, the Ghost game wasn't that many.
Okay.
It was maybe, half as much as the game that I was saying where I have, you know, bugs or problems for. So, okay. I don't know, maybe like in the 40 image range.
Okay. Not too bad, yeah. How about the audio? Did you have to actually create your own audio or, you know, modify the audio or whatever was there?
I licensed it from Melody Loops.
Oh, okay. So from what website? Melody, you said?
Melody Loops.
Melody Reach. Loops?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to put that in the show notes. Good to hear. Okay. Now, how about the difficulty of customizing the app, in a sense that was there any in-app purchase that was difficult to tweak, or any game center involved, or any kind of game mechanics that was hard to deal with?
With that game in particular, there was a game center, there was in-app purchase.
Okay.
You pretty much just set them up.
Did you do that yourself, or you had your programmer do it for you?
Well, I mean, once you know how to do it, it's just a matter of setting of getting the in-app purchases approved, and then just adding them. So once you've done it once, it's pretty simple. You just switch out the bundle IDs.
Correct. So, yes. Yeah. Once you know where to look for, then you're good to go. That's right. Yeah. Especially if you're reskinning the same app over and over. Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And really any app. Once you've done it, and you know, you can see what you can see the bundle identifiers and different, you know, source codes and relate the in-app purchases to them. One thing for me is, you know, that game in particular, as well as a few others, I mean, with the change in iOS 7, the dialogue box doesn't pop up. So what I found is, you know, people don't purchase IAPs unless the price is there first. So.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you got it working. Let's talk about this specific app, the Ghost one. Would you reskin it again, or are you kind of done with it for now?
I wanted to make some adjustments to it.
Before reskinning it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. There was another kind of similar source code that I was looking to buy, but with this particular one, I was thinking about reskinning it, and I think it is a good code, and I'll probably try to sell it. Okay. But I may want to modify it slightly before reskinning it again.
Okay, you just want to improve it before keeping reskinning it. Got it. Okay, so that's pretty much all I wanted to know about this specific game. Now, for someone that's starting the app reskinning business, is there any book you would recommend, or, you know, any PDF file or anything like that?
I mean, honestly, I'm not really sure if somebody were, because I guess I would assume that, you know, people are going to take whatever different path that they want, you know. So, you know, my path has always been like, okay, I'm just going to jump into it and figure it out as I go.
Okay.
So maybe, you know, some people aren't comfortable with that. Maybe people want to get more information about it. You know, budgets are different. The books that I have are more concerning the like Cocos 2D and the code itself.
Oh, that's right, because that's what you wanted to learn on the way. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Which
Do you happen to know any title of the Cocos 2D books you have?
I think one is called like just Learning Cocos 2D. And another one is just a Ray Winderlich kind of walkthrough of a particular game. It's like a platformer game.
Oh, okay. Know. Yes. Ray Winderlich has a great website, tutorial website. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, got it. Now, can you tell us what you've been working on lately and what are you planning for the near future?
Sure. I'm just waiting for the last couple apps that I have in review to get approved. I'm waiting for, an updated source code for one of the last apps that I have in order to launch that.
Okay.
And then, get together and start selling the four that I have approved over the last, month and a half. And I mean, really, my intention would be a couple fold. Number one, as I said, reskinning is fine. Mm-hmm. However, you're not gonna make a lot of money doing it. Even if you have a whole bunch of apps, in anything, in any kind of business, the cream rises to the crop. The good thing with mobile apps is that there's so much room and the market is so big. So, I would really like to make, one or two quality apps based off of, Unity 3D or based off kind of, the models that have been set, either by Candy Crush or even this one, a really cool multiplayer game called Fun Run.
Fun Run. Yes. Very familiar with it. Excellent game. Kids love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, the people that developed it, from what I was reading, were just students. But what they incorporated was a really, really intelligent multiplayer system that, most companies haven't developed yet.
Okay, so basically, you want to spread your portfolio. You want some apps that you're going to be reskinning, but you also want some evergreen apps. Apps that are going to kind of like grow over time and be more involved. Is that right?
Yeah, ultimately, just have one good app. Really good app that either uses Unity 3D, kind of like that Subway Surfer, Granny Run, a game mm-hmm. which I'm looking into, or a game like, Fun Run that has really high quality built-in multiplayer and social networking.
Okay, I see. So you started with the app flipping to get a feel of the industry, and now you want to go with heavier games and apps. Is that correct?
Yeah. Kind of a combination. I have maybe one or two games that if they can make a decent revenue monthly, which I'm hoping, that then I'll hang on to those. And then maybe while I'm reskinning a couple games to maybe flip to build some money while I'm teaching myself and hiring for the development of better quality games, because as I said, reskinning is fine. Maybe you could reskin 20, 30 games and maybe you can make $100 per month off each one of those games. Mm-hmm. Maybe. But you're going to make your money really in in-app purchases, and something that's of high quality. And a lot of these reskins, the revenue is generated through advertising. Right.
Yes. Not advertising just, and app purchase as well. That's right.
Yeah. And again, from my experience, app purchases, unless it's something of high quality, because you're not, with these reskins, honestly, it's the quality is so, there's a couple reskins that I have that are coming out that I think are a little bit better quality that might get more in-app purchases. We'll see.
You definitely have a point here in the sense that this industry is kind of new, the app flipping type of thing. So the quality is not totally there yet. But as time goes by, things are starting to mature a little bit more. And I think that the whole industry, the apps are just getting better and better.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It's really new. Like I say, a year ago, none of these codes existed, and now there's you know, a bunch of codes that I decided to go ahead and buy. You know, and for me, you know, kind of, you know, medium or long term, you know, while I'm kind of learning the code and flipping these games, the real money, you could say, if you want to get into this, is in building something, you know, that's of good quality that people want to, you know, come back to and spend time on and do the in-app purchases on.
Yes, definitely. And I wish you good luck and good success with your future plans. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Now, if we want to get in touch with you, how can we do that?
You can email me at support@shockwavelabs.
Okay. Yeah. So Shockwave Labs is your website? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a website. And, you know, to be honest, you know, with these games, since you know, I'm not really – like really trying to push them hard. I haven't even built up a website.
Okay, I understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're focusing mostly on the having a big portfolio first, right?
Yeah. It's a matter of time and productivity, and you know, you're gonna get most of your downloads through the App Store.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, Patrick, thanks for everything, and we keep in touch. All right.
Okay, sounds good.
Take care. Thanks for listening to the Mobile App Flipping Podcast. If you find this podcast interesting, please subscribe on iTunes and leave us a review. And sharing is caring, so spread the word. You can also follow me on Twitter at Johann305. That's YOHANN305. Also, come to appfresh.us. Appfresh.us. You'll find all the episodes, the show notes, and resources to make you more productive. See you at the next episode.